Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Welcome to the Movie News special focus on the Galway film Fla. My guest is director, writer and producer Dave Minogue, whose debut feature Poster Boys holds its world premiere at the Fla. Dave, thanks for taking the time to talk to me. Firstly, I suppose just start by telling me a little bit about the film.
The idea came from hanging out with my nephew one evening, and I just kind of realised that that an uncle-nephew relationship is something that can mean everything or nothing. Like we'd such a good crack just hanging out watching Spider-Man, and it kind of stuck with me. And I didn't really, you know, I was because like I'm lucky I have great uncles, but not everyone has an uncle. And it's like I said, something that can mean everything and anything. So it kind of was gestating in my brain for ages. And then I came up with this story that's kind of very loosely semi-autobiographical. And I started telling people about it. And my friend Julie Ryan at Galway in 2018 told me to stop talking about it and just go do it. And then kind of spurred me on. And then I went and I was telling Owen McKenna, one of the producers on it, about the idea. And I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it by the end of the summer. And he started laughing at me. And then he bet me that I couldn't do it. And in return, if I could do it, he would do all the post-production on it. So like one of the quickest ways to get me to do anything is tell me I can't do it. And then I'll go and do it.
Tell me a little bit about your career trajectory to date. You had made a Storyland before and then other productions as well. Give us a little bit of an insight as to what you've done to date.
I've always talked about it as a reverse career where I got very lucky when I first started off. Literally one of my first, my first time on a set was directed in my own Storyland. You know, it was great and I loved doing it. But I kind of assumed that it would be as easy as that there on, and it wasn't. And then there were some years trying to figure out what to do and how to do things. And before I went and did a film-based master's in feature film production, and I really enjoyed producing and made some great friends through that, and ended up working on Cardboard Gangsters as the production coordinator. And then just short films and music videos with some great directors like Kate Dolan or Jessica Patterson. We made The Wiremen 2 years ago, RT Screen Ireland's Frameworks. It was just like a real wilderness learning experience, how other people are doing things and what I look for in what works and what doesn't work, and kind of you're seeing how other people work. And I've worked with some great directors like Lauren Greenfield and Ben Cleary, and to be around those kind of directors, you pick up little things, like even if just how to do things on set. And it was great. And then just about 2 years ago, I was starting to get the itch to direct and kind of get my creative juices flowing again. And then, those pep talks worked and the bet really worked. And before I knew it, I was on set kind of going, what am I doing? I'm wasting everyone's time and money. And now we're here and we're premiering in Galway.
Let's have a talk about your cast, because, well, essentially here you have a very strong two-hander in Al and Carol. So how did you go about the casting process?
Well, Ryan was obviously intended for the role. Before I even really started taking it seriously, I asked him, would he be up for doing something like this? And he didn't understand what it was. Like, he did know, he knew what a film was, but he didn't understand what being on set would be. So he agreed for it, and he loved it. He really enjoyed being, I think he loved hanging around with all of the crew and just having the crack more than the acting. And then the role of Al was kind of like, we had a very short time we had like three and a half weeks of prep on this, so we had to cast real quick. And the Trev O'Connell I'd worked with years ago and on a sitcom pilot, and Trev had kind of been off doing a stage kind of similar to myself. He had a dream and thought it was going to be easy, and then it wasn't, and he started doing stage managing and he was off doing that kind of stuff. And I was looking at other actors, and then I was going back over my old stuff to kind of figure out what I did wrong all those years ago and kind of not make those mistakes again. And I was looking at our pilot, and the minute I saw Trevor, I was like, this is Al. There was no other options. And then it was a matter of convincing Trev to quit his job and come back and work with us for three to four weeks. And he did, and he was great. Like, the him and Ryan hit it off straight away, and Trev brought so much to the role. Like, the role, the character Al is loosely based on me, but Trev made it like a real special character. Way nicer for me. He was brilliant.
Tell me about the cameos. You had a lot of celebrity cameos in the film as well.
Yeah. So Bobby Kerr, he helped us. Like, we had 25,000 to make it, which isn't a lot. Like, it was huge to us, and it was enough to get us through. So me and Johnny Ferry, the other producer on it, we went and we met Bobby, told him the plan, showed him the business plan. And after he kind of, you know, he pretty much agreed to it. Not was signed, but he had to gestate on it. But afterwards, we went out to have a coffee, and we were just like trying to decompress about what happened. And we were sitting beside Joe Rooney. Sort of like, Joe, would you like to be in our film? And then Joe agreed. And then I didn't even have a script at that point. Yeah, we just got lucky. Like, we just were like, oh, Justine Stafford would be great for this role. And then we, you know, sent her a message and she came on. And same with Ian Dempsey.
The other thing about the movie, it goes a lot around Ireland. There's very much a fall to Ireland feel at times, because you have so many locations in there that the camper van pops up in. Is this something you wanted to give the audience, a sense of movement, a sense of place, a sense of Ireland?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We called it Yankee Butter. Because, like, going through Kerry, and it's like, oh, they'd love this. They'll put this on their bread and eat this. And I think everyone loves seeing places they've been. And, like, you never see The Rock at Cashel in Irish films. And you never see, like, Dingle. And everyone loves Dingle. And we just kind of wanted to bring as much of it in. Or Bunclody in Wexford. Like, I love that. I love driving. I used to do this job, putting up posters and driving around. And even on productions, I'd be like the driver and driving crews around. And that was like a huge inspiration to this, because you've gone through small towns. You're like, this town is beautiful. How come this isn't the Fall to Ireland poster? So we wanted to get as much of that into it as possible. And, you know, it was a road trip, and it helped. It helped with the story.
Now, I gather as a director, music very important to you here, having a strong soundtrack throughout. And you've the likes of Bellex One and Joe Dolan. How important was that to you to have such a soundtrack?
It was absolutely huge. Like, there was about 5 minutes in the script on the film is about three lines in the page. It's like the drive around Ireland, and it's a class montage, and it's just a lot of fun. That's what it was, and that's where the Bellex One song comes in, and we were delighted that they helped us out with that. But then the other bit was Vivian Long and her score underneath, which is the real heart, I think, to the film.
Now, you alluded to the budget earlier, and this been essentially a low budget independent production. How difficult is that to mount in Ireland today?
I think all budgets in film, you're stretched. You'll find a way to be stretched. What I was lucky to have really good friends that I could rely on to come on board, and my family as well, to let us all stay there and shoot most of the film in their driveway. So, like, it's difficult, but it was a smart economic use of the budget, where we were as resourceful as we could and stretched as we could, but everything went in front of the screen. And also, we wanted to make sure that nobody felt we were taking the mick with their time or energy. So we did as much to accommodate everyone as much as possible. It's difficult, but it's always going to be difficult. I think access to funds is just, there's a mystery to it, and I don't think anyone's truly cracked it yet.
So from conversations at the FLA to screening at the FLA, how does it feel to be premiering your film at the Galway Film FLA?
Oh, it's amazing. Obviously, COVID has gotten in the way of everyone's 2020 plans, but I just think it's a really brave and bold choice for the FLA, Will, and everyone there to embrace the technology and use the technology to bring it to the rest of the country. Like, Galway is the biggest festival here, and now it's the Irish festival. Like, you can watch it from home, and hopefully there's an element of this that continues mm-hmm. into next year and stuff, because it's so many people that I know would not have gone to Galway to watch it, but they're definitely going to watch it online, and that's great. Like, more people need to see the great stuff that's going on here, so I'm delighted with that.
Dave Minogue is writer, producer and director of Poster Boys. Dave, thanks for chatting with us, and congratulations on the film.
Cheers, Gary.